This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Nations at COP28 in Dubai have approved a roadmap for transitioning away from fossil fuels, a first for a UN climate conference.
COP28 also needed to signal a hard stop to humanity's core climate problem, fossil fuels and their planet-burning pollution.
UN Climate Chief Simon Steele, the negotiators at COP28, also agreed on commitments to triple renewables capacity, double energy efficiency by 2030, and make progress in adaptation and finance. Poland's new Prime Minister Donald Tusk arrived at a European Union summit in Brussels, saying that his role would be to strengthen European determination to effectively support Ukraine against the Russian invasion.
Apathy of Ukraine, fatigue, this is something unacceptable. It's because, in fact, we are talking not about only Ukraine and the war and the Russian aggression. We are talking about our future, I have no doubts.
Hungary locked horns with fellow European Union members on Wednesday over Ukraine's bid to join the bloc, aggravating a dispute that could hold up Kyiv's membership drive. President Zelensky was in Norway meeting with Nordic states. The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, but Israel says it will not stop.
A ceasefire is a death sentence for countless more Israelis and Gazans.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is headed to Israel. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Hunter Biden is defying a congressional subpoena from GOP investigators looking into his business dealings. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with what happened today.
Three Republican panel chairmen insisted Biden appear today for a closed-door deposition.
I am here.
But standing outside the Capitol, Biden insisted he will only testify in public, blasting a months-long GOP effort to pursue an impeachment inquiry by trying to tie his business dealings to his father.
There is no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business, because it did not happen.
We have accumulated mountains of evidence that's concerning.
House Oversight Chair James Comer says the committees are happy to have Hunter Biden testify in public, but only after a private deposition. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The trial of an employee of Germany's Foreign Intelligence Service accused of selling classified information to the Russian Intelligence Service has started in Berlin. German police arrested the suspect, a German citizen, in a December raid last year of his apartment and workplace and those of other people that are also standing trial. German authorities had warned of the likelihood of heightened Russian spying, given the Kremlin's standoff with the West over its invasion of Ukraine. China and Vietnam agreed to step up cooperation on security matters in a move toward becoming a community with what they called a shared future. This announcement made on Wednesday as Chinese President Xi Jinping wrapped up a visit to Hanoi. And Apple said it now requires a judge's order to hand over information about its customers' push notifications to law enforcement. That puts the iPhone maker, their policy in line with their rival Google, and also raises hurdles that officials must clear in order to get app data about users. It's one of the longest running disputes in the age of the smartphone. Law enforcement's need to get information and people's need to protect their privacies, with the telephone companies in the middle of that yin and yang, or push and pull. The new policy was not formally announced, but appeared sometime over the past few days on Apple's publicly available law enforcement guidelines. You can get more news anytime you want it from our website, voanews.com, and our mobile apps. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.